I'll start this with a reading on Hannah Stewart, H-A-N-N-A, H as in house, H-A-N-N-A, N as in Nancy, Hannah, H-A-N-N-A, Stewart, S-T-E-W-A-R-D, Hannah Stewart, date of birth, 9/26/97, date of visit, 12/16/25. Please make a copy for Linda Melendez Torres. That's Linda, L-I-N-D-A. Melendez, M-E-L-E-N-D-E-Z. Torres, T-O-R-R-E-S. T as in Thomas. M-D. Next paragraph. Dear Linda, thank you for sending Anna Stewart for pulmonary evaluation. Next, chief complaint, shortness of breath and abnormal chest CT. Next paragraph, respiratory illness. This is a 28-year-old female nurse who initially was experiencing numbness in her right leg, went for evaluation. And was also complaining of shortness of breath with activity period. The patient underwent a CTA of the chest done on 11/25/25, which showed no pulmonary embolism, and there was a 3.0 by 2.2 centimeter mass-like area of consolidation in the inferior left lower lobe. Differentials would be consolidation versus chronic inflammatory change. The there was some calcification with this within this consolidation period. And the possibility of pulmonary sequestration. The patient has no significant cough, sputum production, or hemoptysis, or fevers or chills. She has not had a previous CAT scan done. And she denies history for asthma or chronic lung symptoms. Next paragraph. Past history of the patient. Past history includes history of tonsillectomy and history of RSV infection as a child. No significant history of asthma or sinusitis. Next, allergies, no drug allergies. Next, habits, the patient denies smoking. No significant alcohol use. Works as a nurse in neonatology. Next, family history. Both parents are in good health. No history of lung disease or heart disease. Next paragraph, system review. The patient has some fatigue. She has shortness of breath with activity, but no chest pains, no abdominal pains, no nausea, vomiting, or reflux, no diarrhea. She has had palpitations no leg swelling or calf muscle pains. Can you please change chest pains? The patient has had occasional chest pains. In the upper chest and denies joint pains or muscle aches, denies headaches, seizures or memory loss. I'm sorry, she does have headaches but no seizures or memory loss. No blackouts, no skin rash, no itching, no urinary frequency or flank pains. And denies glaucoma or double vision. Next paragraph. Physical exam. Med list, none at present. Next, physical exam. This averagely built young white female has no acute distress. No pallor, icterus, cyanosis, clubbing or peripheral edema. Blood pressure 110 over 70, pulse 66, respiration 16, temperature 97.2, weight is 142, saturation 99. HUD norms, phallic pupils are reactive. Nasal mucosa is injected. Ears, no inflammation, throat is clear. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, and lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with the diminished excursions, breath sounds diminished at the bases. Heart, the absence of regular sonorous tone, no murmur. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no megaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no lesions, no edema, no calf tenderness. Reflex in the 1+, no gross, more deficit. Cranial nerves, ghostly intact, skin, no lesions noted. Next paragraph, fresh number one. Left lower lobe infiltrate roll out acute pneumonitis versus chronic inflammatory change. Number two is possible pulmonary sequestration. Number three is reactive airways disease. And next paragraph, plan, the patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study, a 2D echocardiogram, a CBC IgE level, and a basic metabolic profile, she was placed on ceftin 500 milligrams BID, PO, for 7 days. And a follow-up chest CT in 8 weeks. If there's some improvement in the appearance of the density, we could follow up with serial CAT scans. I will make an addendum report after her next visit in 8 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Linda Melendez Torres, T-O-R-R-E-S.